From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the opening of Syrian peace talks announced. UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday said delayed peace talks between Damascus and opposition members will get underway in Geneva Friday. De Mistura, speaking in Geneva, said he's sending out invitations Tuesday but didn't disclose who the invitations are going to. The aim is to achieve a ceasefire followed by humanitarian aid, 6 months of proximity talks, and a political settlement. He says momentum is key and strong disagreements and threats of boycotts are to be expected.
I've been very much aware of the danger of what happened in Geneva too. So that's why I've been and am particularly careful about the issue about invitations, because they do have an impact on making sure that we don't have a repetition of Geneva II. The Syrians don't deserve it. Geneva doesn't deserve it. And the Secretary General is feeling very strongly about it.
The UN diplomat says he wants to avoid the failures of past diplomatic efforts, which foundered in part over the future of President Bashar al-Assad. On the battlefield, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the government recaptured Sheikh Maskin in the southern province of Deraa following recent victories in the north. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday rejected the UN-assembled unity government with rival Islamists. 89 of 104 lawmakers who took part in the parliamentary session in Tobruk voted to reject the plan, demanding a new proposal within 10 days. UN officials say they'll continue consultations with both sides and let the process play out. Libya divided into two separate administrations, one in Tobruk and one in Tripoli. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised Cambodia's economic progress Tuesday as he sat down for talks with Prime Minister Hun Sen. Mr. Kerry, on the second leg of a swing through Asia, is also expected to meet with the political opposition. Monday, he was in Laos, where he also praised that country's economic progress.
You have a small economy, but it's growing at an unbelievable rate. And I know every single one of you is thirsty to grab on to the possibilities of this different economic future. So the United States is committed to working very closely with Laos, with the rest of the ASEAN countries. President Obama has invited all of ASEAN to come to California next month. We will have a summit. We will talk about all of these economic issues. How do we improve trade? We are currently working with Laos to respond to its request to join the WTO, which will open up the opportunities for trade.
Mr. Kerry also said the U.S. is launching a $6 million program to provide meals in schools across Laos to combat the effects of hunger, which has stunted the growth of many children. After Cambodia, Mr. Kerry is to visit China. The U.N. Security Council has unanimously approved a one-year monitoring mission for Colombia when the government and FARC rebels finally signed a peace agreement to end a half-century of fighting. Matthew Rycroft is the U.K. U.N. ambassador.
The United Kingdom welcomes the unanimous adoption of Resolution 2261 today. The special political mission that this resolution mandates is an important step forward towards peace in Colombia. It is an outcome that both the government of Colombia and the FARC have called for. I'm pleased that the United Kingdom could lead the drafting of this resolution, and I'm delighted that we received such strong support from all council members.
Unarmed monitors from Latin America and Caribbean countries will make up the force. Colombia and the leftist FARC rebels have given themselves a March 23 deadline to sign a final peace deal. A senior U.S. Treasury official is accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of corruption, saying the Kremlin leader uses his position to enrich friends and allies at the expense of others. Adam Zubin made the accusation in a BBC documentary. He says the U.S. government has known of Mr. Putin's corruption for many years. A spokesman for the Russian leader rejects the charges as fiction. The Central African Republic's Constitutional Court Monday annulled last month's legislative elections over irregularities, but certified the first-round presidential ballot. A runoff expected early next month will pit two former prime ministers. The legislative ballot will be rescheduled. Congo-Brazzaville's ruling Congress Party of Labor has designated incumbent president Denis Sassou Nguesso as its candidate in a March election, another step in his bid to extend his long-time rule. He's widely expected to win a comfortable victory after having secured the right to seek a third term. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.